Lord, we're thankful again today that you have given us the opportunity to consider the truth of God.
主啊，我们再次呢，要向您献上感恩，因为您给了我们这样一个机会来学习神的话。
Lord, we confess that we learn slowly. We confess that sometimes the truth of God is hard to understand, but we thank you for developing our thoughts in order that we can understand the Lord better.
主啊，我们也承认，就是说我们学的有点慢，但是呢，我们也承认，就是有时候神的真理对我们来说是很难去理解的。但是我们感谢您呢，就是让我们的思想有进步，让我们更多的去理解您的话。
Lord, our prayer is that you will make your truth plain to us today, that we might understand and then run to do your will.
所以呢，主啊，我们也祷告，今天呢，你让您的真理呢，让我们就是能够简单容易理解，这样呢，我们可以按照您的旨意去做。
And we ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, again, welcome to all, and we're going to study now in the book of Daniel, and this time it will be chapter 12.
那再次欢迎大家，今天呢，我们要开始继续学习那个但以理书。今天呢，我们要开始学习第十二章。
The book of Daniel is a very interesting book because it tells us much about the last days.
所以那个但以理书呢是一本非常有趣的书，因为告诉我们呢在末世的事情。
And we've read many things about visions and about prophecies that basically tell us what is going to happen.
所以我们读到了很多的迹象，读到了很多的预言，这基本上告诉我们将来要发生的事情。
But in particular,All of the truths relate to the last days, and we believe on the basis of these prophecies and many others that we are very, very close to the last days in our generation.
所以这也是个事实，这里面呢，很多的谈到的，就是说是将来末世又发生的事情。所以根据这里面所讲到的预言和其他的一些预言，我们相信就是说我们已经非常接近这个末世。
So chapter 12 is the conclusion of a vision that begins in chapter 10, carries on through chapter 11 and chapter 12. It's all one vision.
所以这个呢，第十二章基本上就是说是对第十一章和第十二章所做的那些意象呢得出来的一个结论。
Some of the aspects of the vision, as we considered in the last week or two, some of those aspects appear to have been taken place way back before the time of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为呢，在这个迹象里面，我们上个星期所谈到的呢，有些他们的某些部分、某些方面呢，已经在主耶稣基督来之前已经发生了。
But the focus of chapter 12 is mainly on things that have not yet happened, but it's a summary of things that will be happening very soon.
这个第十二章呢讲到的呢大部分都是那些还没有发生的事情但是呢也是一个总结，就是那些事情呢就是很快就会发生。
So, verse 12, chapter 12, verse 1 says, At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations,Until then, but at that time, your people, the Jewish people, everyone whose name is found written in the book will be delivered.
那这个第一但以理书第十二章第一节说，那时为你百姓儿女站立的大使欧内米迦勒必站起来，并且有大艰难，从有国以来直到此时没有这样的。你百姓中，这就是以色列的百姓中，凡民怒在这册上的必得拯救。
So this is a description then of the last times, and at that time Michael will continue to play a major role.
以这个的描述呢，那就是在那个最后的那个时刻，最后那个时刻呢，这个天使长米迦勒呢，他必须他也会扮演一个重要的角色。
Michael is the archangel.
就是米迦勒是天使长。
And we read about him in the beginning of this vision when Daniel was praying, and he prayed for 3 weeks, but the answer didn't come because the angel that had been sent with the answer was detained by the evil spirits of Persia and Greece.
我们呢在第一次读到这个米迦勒呢，是在前面当时但以理他祷告的时候呢，祷告他的祷告应允呢就迟了三个星期，迟了三个星期的原因呢是当时的那个携带这个神的应允的这个天使呢，被当时的那个波斯和希腊的那个魔君阻拦了。
But you remember now that Michael the archangel came to help Daniel and to defeat the powers of these princes of Persia and Greece.
那你们也知道，当时呢是天使长米迦勒，他来帮助这个天使打败了当时的那个波斯和那个希腊的魔君。
Now, what is going to happen?In verse 1 says, there will be a time of distress, such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then.
因为我们在第一节里读到呢，并且有大艰难，从有国以来，直到此时没有这样的。
Now the Spirit of God is very gracious because he tells us before of the mention of the time of great distress,He tells us about Michael, the archangel, who is here to help us.
这个呢，那个神的圣灵呢是非常的有怜悯的，所以他在这个大艰难开始发生之前呢，就已经告知了我们，并且告知我们说，在这个艰难时刻来到的时候呢，这个天使长米迦勒他会来帮助我们。
In particular, you remember the verses that describe the rapture of the church from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
也特别的呢，你知道在《提斯罗尼迦前书》的第四章里谈到了，到时候教会要被提。
And when he describes the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming to the air to call his church up to be with him,The expression is, the Lord himself shall come from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel.
这里描述的呢，实际上当时呢，主耶稣基督呢，他要来到空中，来到空中呼召他的教会呢，上去和他在空中会合。这个时候呢，当主耶稣基督从天上下来的时候呢，要带着极大的号角声，还有就是这个天使长的那个呼叫声。
And this archangel probably again is Michael the archangel.
这个天使长呢，有可能就是当时就是米迦勒天使长。
All of which says that nothing is going to happen to the people of God without the supervision of Michael the archangel to watch over and to protect his people.
这里呢，所有的迹象告诉我们呢，这所有的事情呢发生的时候呢，都是在那个天使长米迦勒他在空中呢保护看顾神的子民。
We're told that in the times of the end, the tribulation will be there and there will be great distress for the people of Israel, but Michael will be there to help even then, even them at that time.
因为我们这里也被告知，就是说在这后面呢，当时的以色列人呢，他们要进入极大的苦难，进入大灾难中。就算是在这样的大灾难，在这样艰难痛苦的时候呢，天使长米迦勒仍然会在那里去帮助他们。
And this time of distress will be the tribulation period. That 7-year period that we read about in chapter 9 of Daniel and many times in the book of Revelation, that 7-year period is the time of the end. That's what is going to be the time of great distress.
所以这个呢，极大的这个痛苦和灾难呢，就是实际上就是描述的是，大灾难。大灾难其实在但以理书里还有启示录里都描述过，在这个时候呢，以色列人要承受极大的痛苦。
But it reads at the end of verse 1, excuse me, at that time your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book will be delivered.
在第一节的末尾说到呢，你本国民中凡民怒在册上的必得拯救。
So, the time of great tribulation will fall on the world for 7 years.
所以这个呢，大灾难呢，在这个时候呢，会落在这个世界上持续7年。
It will be a time of great distress for Israel.
这个对以色列的人来说呢，将是极大的痛苦。
As well as the rest of the world.
同样呢，波及到世界其他的地方。
And the church will not be there because we will have gone to heaven.
所以呢，当时的教会并不在那个地方，因为我们已经去到了天堂。
But there will be two kinds of people in Israel. Those who have rejected the Lord and those who have not rejected the Lord.
在这个时候呢，在以色列人中间有两类人，一类人呢是已经拒绝了主，一类人呢还没有拒绝主。
The Lord Jesus warned them in Matthew 24. He said, "When you see the time of the abomination of desolation, then flee to the mountains. Get out of Jerusalem. You will be protected if you flee away to the mountains."
在马太福音第24章的主耶稣基督警告过他们，当他们看到那个导致荒凉的可憎之物降临的时候，他们要逃到山上去。如果他们逃到山上去，他们会在那里受到保护。
Those who flee to the mountains will find it difficult, but they will be protected.
因为那些逃到山上去的人，他们发现呢也很艰难，但是他们会受到保护。
Those who don't will find a time of greatest trouble.
那个没有逃到山上去呢，他们就会知道他们这个所受到的麻烦呢就会更大。
So the principle is always the same. Don't reject the Lord. Return to the Lord. When you return to the Lord, you will be protected.When you refuse to turn to the Lord, you will be in deep trouble. It's a simple principle. It always applies.
所以这个原则呢，它永远是这样的。不要拒绝主，你要回到主这里来。你回转到主这里呢，你就也会受到保护。你拒绝了主呢，你就不会。所以这个原则呢是非常简单的，但是呢，在所有的场合都是实用的。
And now at the time of the end, verse 2, multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, and others to shame and everlasting contempt.
第六节说呢，是在尘埃中的必有多人复醒，其中有得永生的，有受羞辱，永远被憎恶的。
The time of resurrection is coming in this context very soon.And consequently, some will go to everlasting life, some will go to shame and everlasting contempt.
所以这个里面所讲到的时间呢，就是说这个时间很快就会出现，然后呢，那些复醒的醒来的人呢，他们有些呢要得到永生，有些呢要受到永远的羞辱和憎恶。
What happens to those who turn to the Lord?
所以那些转向主的人在他们身上会发生什么呢？
Verse 3 is a wonderful Old Testament picture of heaven.
所以那第三节呢是在旧约里的一个非常美丽的天堂的画面。
Verse 3 says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever.
第三节说呢，智慧人必发光如同天上的光，那是多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。
When you get to heaven, are you going to want to spend a little time with Daniel?
你去到天堂的时候，你想和但以理待一会儿吗？
When you meet him on the streets of heaven, you'll probably say, "Are you really Daniel?"
你在天堂的街道上碰见他的时候，说你真是但以理吗？
And then you'll say, "I've heard about you. You're bright. You're luminous. I'd like to talk to you."
因为你说呢，我听到过你，听到过你，你呢就是那个发光的，我想跟你说一下。
And so these people are going to shine on this day. God's great people will all be like bright stars in the sky against the backdrop of blackness.
因为这个呢，就是说呢，这些人呢，他们都会发光，像这样所有的属神的这样的人都像天上的星星一样，在黑暗的天空里面发光。
Verse 4 says, "But you, Daniel." Close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there and increase knowledge.
这节说呢，但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时，必有多人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。
But he's saying this now to Daniel, probably about 2600 years ago.
现在在跟这个讲那个但以理讲的是大概是250到260年之前。
And so he says, Daniel, excuse me, Daniel, close up, seal the words. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be a long time, at least 2500 years from now, Daniel, before this happens. Don't get excited.
所以呢，他跟但以理说：“但以理，你要把这个话呢藏起来，封闭这书。这个呢，并不是说是马上就会发生的，他要那个通过很长时间，大概是250到260年以后才发生。所以你现在不要太激动。”
He says, "Now Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end."
你对你讲的但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时。
What do we know about the time of the end?
我们对末时有什么了解呢？
Well, all of the visions of Daniel have been pointing to the same time of the end.
因为所有的那个但以理的这些迹象、意象呢，都是指向那最终的那个末时。
In Nebuchadnezzar's vision, the time of the end was the toes of that great statue of iron and clay. That's the time of the end.
因为在尼布甲尼撒的他的那个意象中呢，他看到的呢，就是那个脚趾头，就是那个脚和那个泥和铁做的脚，那个时候就是末时。
In the visions of Daniel 7 and 8 and 9, they're both focusing on the time of the end. You have the Babylonish Empire, the Persian Medo Empire, the Grecian Empire, the Roman Empire, and at the toes at the end, the time of the end. The beasts all focusing on the time of the end. All of the prophecies telling us about the time of the end.
因为你在但以理书第七章、第八章、第九章里，那所有的谈到的呢，也是最后的那个时间。最后时间呢，是从那个当时的巴比伦，然后马代波斯，然后希腊，然后罗马帝国，最后到了这个脚趾头的这个铁和那个泥混合的脚的这里面，这所有的东西呢，都是指向最后的末时的那个时代。
And in every prophecy in Daniel, many things already happened in Israel. The prophecies have been completed, and then still others not completed yet, with a big gap in between.
这个呢，在所有的但以理的这些预言里面呢，其实很多事情呢，在那个以色列过去的那个时候呢，都很多已经发生了，但是还有很多呢，在将来的某个时刻要发生，所以呢，在这之间呢，有一个大的间隙。
And so you understand all of the prophecies from the same perspective. Many things happen between the time of Daniel.And the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then a great big gap and other things yet to be fulfilled. Everyone is like that. Chapter 12 is focusing on what happens at the time of the end, after the church goes to heaven, after the judgments begin to fall on Israel and the world because of their departure from God.
所以这个里面呢，所有的但以理的预言呢，其实都是讲到的，就是说呢，这些预言都有一个同样的一个规律，就是说很多事情呢，会是在那个但以理的那个时代呢就已经发生了，然后一些事情呢又会在那个主耶稣基督来的时候那个时候发生，然后呢又有一个大的空隙，大的空隙以后呢，在将来呢，有些事情呢。啊，还要发生，在将来发生的事情呢，就是说在但以理书第十二章里所谈到的都是在最后教会已经被提了，那么说呢，以色列人他们进入了大灾难，然后最后呢，因为他们背离了神，所以他们经历这样的事情，最后在这之后要发生的事情是第十二章要讲的。
So in the middle to the end ofVerse 4, you get that little phrase, the time of the end, that is a key phrase for us to remember. We're looking still at the time of the end, not yet come.
这个呢，里面讲到的就是第四章呢，有一个关键的词，就是末时。末时呢，就是我们现在所在期望的。期望的这个事情呢，它是在将来要发生，但是现在还没有发生。
All right, so chapter 12 then and verse 5 says, or sorry, the end of verse 4, it said, many will go here and there to increase knowledge, or there will be an increase of knowledge.
四节的后半部分这些上呢，必有多人呢来往奔跑，或者做切心研究，知识就必增长。
And there are many possible possible interpretations of those verses, but a couple of them are pretty obvious.
并呢，其实对这些呢，预言呢有很多的那种解释，但是呢，很多种的解释，但是有几种呢是非常明显的。
The first part is many will go to and fro.We live in a world where there has never been such movements in the world.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，他们中间很多人呢，都要来来回回的奔跑，但是我们现在这个世界呢，还没有这么多事情，这么复杂的，这么多的那种现象。
It's amazing. Just today we've heard.In 2 months' time, Chelsea's going to travel 10,000 miles to China.
这一点非常有趣的。今天呢，我们刚刚听说呢，那个 Chelsea 呢，他呀很快就要旅行在一万多公里以外的中国去。
In a few days, Vic is going to go on a short journey. He's only going to go to Alaska.
因为在近几天呢，那个老王呢，他也要去做一个短期的旅行，他要去阿拉斯加。
I'm going to stay home.
我会待在家里。
Okay, but many are going to and fro. How many of our friends are in China today? You can't count them all.
因为很多人呢都要来来往往，来来去去。我们今天有多少人在中国呢？其实你数不过来。
This wasn't always true.
这个永远是一个事实。
My father, 100 years ago, left Calgary to move to Vancouver.
所以他的父亲就是100多年前呢，他从卡尔加里搬到了温哥华。
I think he only went from Vancouver to Calgary about 1,200 miles. I think he only made that journey three or four times again in his entire life.
因为我认为他最后呢，在他整个的人生里面呢，他在这个就是卡尔加里和温哥华之间大概120英里的这个范围内，他只是旅行了三次。
We live in a world of amazing travel.
因为我们今天的世界呢，我们活在这个世界呢，就是说呢，有大量的旅行。
Nobody in Daniel's day would have ever believed that.
所以呢，在但以理的那个时候呢，没有人相信会是这样。
Now, the other thing is, it says, knowledge will increase.
另外一件事情呢，是知识就必增长。
And we live in a day where people are telling us that the amount of knowledge in the world is doubling every year or two.
所以我们当今生活的这个世界呢，被告知说我们的知识呢，每一年都在成倍的增长。
And we can't understand that.
这个我们理解不了。
And our cell phones.And our computers have knowledge like nobody ever would have imagined 100 years ago.
所以我们的手机还有我们的电脑里面的知识呢，在100多年前没有人能够想象得出它里面有多少的知识。
Norma and I were talking at lunch about a man that Norma knew back in the 1940s.
所以呢，他们在吃午餐的时候呢，他和罗马在谈的一个人，这个人呢，实际上呢是可以回顾到1940年的时候他们认识的一个人。
She hasn't seen him since the 1940s.
所以他在1940年那个年代以来还没有见过他。
So I said, I wonder whatever happened to that man.
所以呢，我就说呢，那个人到底在他身上发生了什么呢？
So I simply asked the computer, could you please tell me what happened to Victor?
所以呢，我只是在简单的问了一下电脑，求你告诉我，你能不能告诉我在那个 Victor 他身上发生的事情？
And it told me what he did, when he left Vancouver, where he went, what he studied, how he lost his voice, when he came back, all the information.How does the computer know everything about everybody?
因为他告诉了我的那个人呢，他去到哪里，是怎么离开温哥华，他去到哪里去学习，学习以后呢，他怎么失去了他的声音，然后失去了声音以后呢，他来到这温哥华呢，又在做什么？那么一个电脑怎么可能告诉我们这么多一个人的事情呢？
I wanted to learn about my father. So I asked the computer one day, could you please tell me about my father?
所以我想了解一下我的父亲，所以我问了一些电脑说，能不能告诉我一下关于我父亲的事情。
It told me that he got such really good grades when he was in grade 10, that he graduated from grade 10 ahead of his own sister who was older than him.
所以呢，他说呢，其实我的父亲呢，他那个当时呢，非常的聪明。他在那个十年级，他提前十年级就毕业了。其实他提前呢，他跳级的跳给了他的那些姐姐们。
My father never would have told me that.
我的父亲从来不会告诉我这些事情。
But knowledge has increased. These are just personal stories I tell you. But the world of knowledge.Talking to Yin's daughter, who's Stephanie, studying physics. And she's studying physics today. The world of physics is exploding with knowledge.
因的知识呢也已经增长了，增长呢就像我们那个英的他的女儿叫 Stephanie， 她在学习历史，她学习历史的时候，她告诉我们现在呢整个历史的那个知识呢已经爆炸了。
What is going to characterize the last days?
所以呢整个过去的几天的这些主要的人物是什么？
Knowledge.
所以主要就是知识。
This little thing will tell anybody who wants to know where I was, when I was, how long I spent there. It's got all there.
你这个小小的一个东西呢能够告诉我所有的我的事情。就是我去到哪里，我在哪里待过，我在哪里干过什么，所有的这个都记录在里面了。
This is a book of prophecy.
这个就是一个预言的书。
Daniel, don't be surprised. At the end, people are going to be traveling a lot, Daniel, and knowledge will increase. Daniel sits back and says, wow, I didn't think it was going to be that great.
所以那一年你不要感到奇怪，也不要感到惊奇，在这个时候呢也会有大量的旅行，知识呢也会大量的增长，所以那一年他如果能够回到这里，他会说啊、哦，我没想到有这么大的变。
Now verse 5，
第五节。
Then I Daniel looked and there before me stood two others, one on this bank of the river, one on the opposite bank. One of them said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, how long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled?
第五节第六节说呢，我带你观看，见立有两人站立，一个在河这边，一个在河那边，有一个问那站在河水上的，穿细麻衣的说，这奇异的事情到几时才应验呢？
Now remember, Daniel was getting this vision when he was at Shushan, the palace, the capital of the Persian Empire, and it was on the river Hiddekel or the river Tigris.
所以呢，这个呢，大家记住，其实当年你看见这个意象的时候，他是在苏珊的那个宫殿里。当时呢，他站在这个 Hiddekel 的或者是 Tigris 的这个大河的旁边。
And he saw three men. Three others, we're not sure precisely who they are, but they're called men. Three men, one on one side, one on the other, and the other on top of the river.
Yeah, 在这个时候他看见了三个人，大家也都记得，一个人站在河这边，一个人站在河那边，另一个站在水上面。
And so the man who was over the river was asked the question, how long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled?
因为其实站在旁边那个人问那个站在水上的人说呢，这样的事情要到几时才应验呢？
That's the picture now. The man over the river, the river's flowing down here. He's above the river, over the river, and he's in charge. And Daniel says to him, could you please tell me, when are these things going to be fulfilled? And the man who's over the river is in charge. He knows what's going to happen 2,500 years later.
这个呢，大家记住，这里有一个人呢，他站在这个水的上面，这水在下面流。然后呢，这个人呢，他是在掌管一切的，他是主宰一切的。所以但以理呢说呢，你告诉我将来呢，这个事情要到什么时候才应验，什么时候才发生呢？所以这个人站在水面上的人，他知道500年以后将要发生什么事情。
Just remember, Jesus Christ is over the river. He's got it all under control. And the river of life rolls on, and the waters keep on going, and everything goes, and Jesus is in control. And he knows what's happening.
大家记住，主耶稣基督他就是站在那个水上的那个人，他呢在掌控一切，一切都在他的控制之下，他知道一切，这个时间的长河的在下面流，所有的发生事情的细节呢都在他的掌控之下，他都知道，所以主耶稣基督才是掌控这一切的人。
And he's got his men on control, one on one side, the other on the other side of the river, and they're watching over everything as well. God has everything under control. You and I are supposed to sleep at night.
所以这个呢，就是说呢，大家记住，那河边的两个人呢，是属于主耶稣基督的人，也在帮助他来控制这一切。所以你们大家要记住，神在掌控每一件事情，所有的事情都在神的掌控之下。所以你晚上应该睡得着。
So verse 7 says, the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river lifted up his right hand and his left hand toward heaven. And I heard him swear by him who lives forever, saying, it will be for a time, times, and half a time.
第七节说呢，我听见他站在河水之上，穿细麻衣的向天举起左右手。指着活到永远的主，其实说要到一载、两载、半载。
There is a time of great trouble coming on the earth.
所以这里有一段时间呢，在地上呢有极大的麻烦。
It'll come just as surely as those waters of the river keep flowing.
所以这个呢，它发生的呢，就像那个地上的那个河流的它。不断地往下流的这样一样的确定。
From Revelation and Matthew 24 and elsewhere, we know that there will be a period at the end, 7 years long, the last week of Daniel chapter 9.
因为这个呢，我们在马太福音第24章启示录里呢，知道了呢，在那个时候有7年的时间在地上呢要发生极大的苦难，就是说呢，也就是但以理的那个预言里面讲到的最后一个星期。
The first half of the week will be a time of trouble, but there will be the Antichrist in charge. He will make a covenant, a contract with Israel. Israel will have some protection on that occasion. 3.5 years of problem. And then in the middle of the week, the great tribulation starts and it will go for a year and 2 years and half a year, time, times, half a time, 1 year, 2 years, half a year, for 3.5 years, it all takes place in the middle of the week.
实际上在那个开始一个星期开始的那前面的半个星期，也就是3年半的时候呢，那个敌基督的他要来，敌基督来呢，地上呢当时也有很大的麻烦，但是这个敌基督来呢，他要和以色列人签订合约，签订合约呢就是说大部分在这个时候呢，以色列人会得到某种类型的保护。我但是在记得在这个一个星期的中间，也就3年半的时候呢，这个敌基督呢，他要撕毁这个合约，撕毁合约以后呢，然后呢，跟着是一载、两载、半载，一共是3年半，就是一个星期的半个星期，在最后这一年，地上要有大灾难。
And it says at the end of then in verse 7, when the power of the holy people has been finally broken, all these things will be completed.
这个第七节在最后讲呢，就是说呢，打算圣民权利的时候，这一切事情都完成了。
All right, so in that last half of the tribulation period, the children of Israel, the Jewish people, will have their power completely broken. And those who are protected by the Lord will be protected. But those who did not choose the protection of the Lord, they will be in incredible distress.
所以这个呢，就是大家也记住，其实在这个大灾难的后3年半，其实这个时候呢，以色列人呢，他们的权力会被完完全全打破。完完全打破了，然后呢，这些呢，逃到山上去的都受到了神的保护，但是那些呢拒绝逃到山上去的那些人呢，他们就要在一种极其极大的这种痛苦之中。
And so verse 8, Daniel says, I heard this answer, but I didn't understand, so I asked. And I said, my Lord, speaking to the man above the river, what will the outcome of this be?
第八节说，那我听见这话却不明白，就说我主啊，他是跟那个站在河上面那个人说，这些事的结局是怎样的？
Verse 9, he says, go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end.
第九节说呢，他说呢，但以理啊，你只管去，因为这些话已经隐藏封闭，直到末时。
There we got that phrase again, the time of the end.
我们再次呢看到这个词组就是末时。
Alright, I'm just trying, I'm going to underline it in my Bible here, but we read that verse in what line? Verse 4 talks about the time of the end. Here we are again in verse number 9 talking about the time of the end. This is all about the time of the end.
因为他要在他圣经里呢把那下面画个重点，他找到的呢实际上在第四节里讲到了末时，那么在第九节里又讲到了末时，所以我们这里所有谈到的事情都是关于末时的。
And then he says, many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked.
这第十节说呢，有许多人使自己清净洁白且被熬炼，但恶人仍必行恶。
Many people, many Christians looking at the subject of the Bible and prophecy say what is going to happen is that the church is going to Christianize the world, and after timeAll the people in the world will become Christians.
所以呢，有些人呢，很多人呢，就是包括一些基督徒呢，他们就是去研究那个圣经里面的那些主题，他们会说呢，在最终呢，整个的世界呢，都会被基督化，所以呢，很多人呢，所有人都会成为基督徒。
And when you hear that, you will know that they're wrong, because the Lord says that at the time of the end, many will be righteous and many will be wicked.
所以你听到他们这么讲呢，你知道他们是错的。因为实际上圣经里面主说呢，在这个时候呢，很多人呢，他清白的呢，成为洁白，那恶人呢，仍然会行恶。
The teaching of prophecy is not that the world is getting better and better and better. The teaching of the prophecy of the Bible is the world is getting worse and worse and worse. And if you don't believe it, start reading the newspaper.
这个呢，就是圣经的教导呢，实际上并不是说是这个世界会变得越来越来越来越好。圣经的教导就是预言告诉我们，实际上这个世界会变得越来越来越来越糟。如果你不相信世界是越来越糟，你去读一下今天的报纸。
Okay, verse 10 again. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined. God is going to do a great work in those who believe him, who return to him, who trust him.God will do a great work. They will be purified. They will be made spotless. They will be, refined.
这个里面第十节讲呢，必有许多人使自己清净洁白且被熬炼。实际上在这些人身上相信神的、相信主的、相信神的人士呢，神会在他们身上呢行伟大的功，在他们身上行伟大的功呢，他们又必会熬炼，然后最后呢他们变得清净洁白。
And then the verse 10 ends, none of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand.
第十节结尾说，一切恶人都不明白，唯独智慧人能明白。
You and I sit back and we say, Lord, we find it difficult to understand, but we can pick up the major themes and we do understand that Jesus Christ has gone to heaven and the world gets worse and worse and then he's going to come back. He will be the judge. He will punish the wicked. He will restore the righteous.
所以呢，你会跟主说，主啊，这个东西很难理解，但是呢，这个主题呢，我们是明白的，因为主耶稣基督他去到天堂以后呢，他会再次来，这个世界呢，就会变得越来越坏。主耶稣基督来呢，他会使那些义人呢更加清白，跟那些恶人呢要去惩罚他们。
By the grace of God, we understand that, but none of the wicked.We'll understand, try to explain this to wicked people. They are not interested. They will not understand. They say, I don't believe in God. How foolish.
在这个里面呢，我们借着神的恩典呢，我们理解这个，明白这个。但是呢，对那些恶人来说呢，他们不明白这个，你去跟他讲也讲不明白，他们也不想相信。他们说呢，我不相信神，这是多么愚蠢的。
So verse 8 again, the question is about the time. My Lord, what will the outcome of all this be?
因为第八节再次说呢，也是关于时间的，他就说，我主啊，这些事的结局是怎样的呢？
The answer, from the time that the, verse 11, from the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished,And the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1290 days.
所以第十一节呢就给出了答案。答案说呢，从除掉每日献祭，便设立那导致荒凉的可憎之物时，必有1290日。
Now here again, you get this very interesting line about the abomination of desolation.
所以这里呢，你非常有趣的，你再次呢看到这句话，就是那导致荒凉的可憎之物。
And the daily sacrifice being abolished.
然后呢，每日的献祭呢被除掉了。
Now what do we know about that?
那这个事情我们在哪里知道呢？
Well, we know that Daniel chapter 9, let's turn there for a minute, Daniel chapter 9.
我们知道呢是在但以理书第九章，大家可以翻到那里去。
And in Daniel chapter 9, we read about that. I'm just trying to find out precisely where it says it. I didn't look. Here we are. I guess verse number 27, Daniel 9:27.
《以斯拉尼书》呢，第九章第二七节，他认为是在这个地方。
The Antichrist will confirm a covenant with many for one of the sevens for 1 week, but in the middle of that seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering, and one who causes desolation will place abominations on a wing of the temple.
第二季节说一期之内他必与许多人建立盟约，一期之半他必使献祭与贡献止息，他三不可憎之事导致荒凉，直到结局所尽之事必寝在荒场之上。
So something is going to happen and the Antichrist is going to go into the temple, he is going to stop the daily sacrifice and he will erect an abomination of desolationProbably a statue of himself. He'll set himself up as God. Key point, Daniel chapter 9, verse 27.
因为这个里面呢，就是有些事情要发生，那个敌基督的呢，他会来到这个圣殿里面，圣殿里面呢，他会止息每日的献祭，然后呢，圣灵呢，导致荒凉的可憎之物，设立一个雕像在那里，可能是他自己的雕像，自己雕像呢，这个时候呢，就是这些事情要发生的，这就是在但以理书第九章第二十七节里所提到的。
Daniel chapter 11 now, verse 31.
然后再次看到但以理书第十一章的第三十一节。
And this is a prophecy regarding the Assyrian, and it says verse 31, his armed forces will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress and will abolish the daily sacrifice. Then they will set up the abomination that causes desolation.
就你在但以理书第十一章第三十一节里讲到的是那个亚述的，亚述说他必新编，他们必玷污，坚固的圣所除掉每日献祭，设定那导致荒凉的可憎之物。
And we mentioned as we covered that in the year B.C. 169, Antiochus Epiphanes came into the city of Jerusalem and did exactly those two things. He stopped the daily sacrifice. He actually offered a pig on the altar to defy the God of heaven. And then he set up his own image as an abomination of desolation. Took God out of the tabernacle, the temple, and he put himself in.
因为这个里面呢，我们读到呢，实际上是在公元前169年发生的。当时一个叫 Tiasus Pontificus 的一个王呢，他来了，他进到那个圣殿里以后呢，他停止了每日的献祭，停止了每日献祭以后呢，然后他的实际上他自己呢，把那个献了一只猪作为祭品献上。在那个时候呢，他把自己当成了在那个圣殿里的神。
All right, now to the book of Matthew, chapter 24.
我们来翻到马太福音的第二十四章。
Matthew 24, and we'll read verse 15.
马太福音第二十四章，我们要读第十五节。
It says, So when you see standing in the holy place, the abomination that causeth desolation spoken of through the prophet Daniel, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains.
也让第十五节说，你们看见先知但以理所说的那因可憎之事而导致荒凉的，站在圣地读这经的人需要会议，那时在犹太的应当逃到山里。
So Daniel 9 says it's coming. Daniel 11 says It's already come in part. Daniel 12 says it's coming again. And Matthew 24, Jesus says it will come again. Same thing that happened way back in BC 169 with Antiochus Epiphanes is going to happen again in the future.
一旦以理书第九章呢讲到呢，那这样的事情呢要发生在将来要发生。然后但以理书第十一章呢讲到的呢，这个事情呢其实已经发生了。然后呢在但以理书第十二章呢讲的将来还要发生。那么这个呢其实说是在这里马太福音第二十四章里面主耶稣基督讲的这个事情在将来也要发生。所以这个事情实际上在那个 Tiasus Pontificus 那个时候已经发生过了，那么在将来的某个时刻还会再次发生。
All right, so when is this abomination of desolation going to be set up? It's going to be halfway through the seven-year period.
所以这个呢，导致荒凉的可憎之物在什么时候要设立呢？实际上是在那个七年半的中间发生。
It will be in the middle of the seven-year period, 3.5 years, 3.5 weeks, or times and half a time.
你这个要发生在这个七年的这个中间呢，或者是就是说三年半，或者说是三个半星期，或者说是一载、两载、半载，所以在这个时候的中间呢，一定要发生这个事情。
But in the Bible.There are 30 days in each month.
你在圣经里呢，其实是每个月只有30天。
In times and half a time, 3.5 years, there would be 42 months.
你实际上在那个一载、两载、半载呢，这个时候呢，有42个星期，42个月。
How many days in 42 months?
这42个月，那么在42个月里有多少天呢？
1,290. So let's read it again, verse 11. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished, and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1290
days. 第十一节讲到的意思就是说呢，从除掉长线的反击便设定了导致荒凉的可憎之物，这是必有1290日。
How many days of trouble? 1260. How many days here referred to? 1290. 所以呢，这个呢，这。
他当时有多少天他们有麻烦的1296天，那么在这里讲的是1290天。
Okay, so we've got an extra 30 days here.
所以我们在这里呢，有超多出来的30天。
And so those 30 days are probably going to be days of cleanup. The problem will be cured 1260 days. Another 30 days to clean it all up, bring it back to normalcy.
这个里面呢，都出来30天呢，可能是最后收场的，收尾的时间，在这一切呢，把所有的东西呢，收拾这个残局，让一切呢都变回到正常。Verse
12 says, "Blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1,335 days."
第二节说呢，等到1335日的那人便为有福了。
So that's 30 plus 45, 75 days after the Lord's coming, 1260 days after the abomination of desolation. At the end, 75 days for putting it all together until the great blessing of God flows.
这个里面讲到的呢，就是多少天？360天。一共是75天，75天呢，实际上在我们前面讲的呢，1260天的这个时间呢，就是有那些大灾难的时期通过的时间。然后呢，就是在这里讲到的，又有1290天。这样不90天以后，再加上后面的45天呢，到你坚持到这个时候的时候，一切的结束了。那么，神的赐福呢，就流淌在地上。
Does God have it all figured out?
神呢，他思考了这一切吗？
Does God wake up in the morning and say, "Oh, I forgot"?
所以呢，神在早晨起来，他会说，哦，我忘了。
Does God say, "I should have done that yesterday"?
神说，我本来昨天应该把那件事情做了。
God has got it all figured out to the very day.
所以神呢，是那样，因为神呢，他把每一天都算得清清楚楚。God
made a promise to Abraham one day. He said, "Abraham, I am going to deliver your children from Egypt."
有一天呢，神跟亚伯拉罕说：“亚伯拉罕，我要把你的后代从埃及里面拯救出来。”He
gave him 2 or 3 promises. One of them, I think, was 400 years. Another one,
430 years.
And you'll remember in the book of Exodus, he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And the words repeated twice in Exodus are these: He brought them out on the very day that fulfilled his promise.
因为呢，在传记里这个话这个词重复了两次，他就说呢，他在那个设定好的那一天把他们给带出来。Okay,
just remember this, please. God has got it all figured out. He knows what's going to happen to Vancouver. He knows what's going to happen to Beijing. He's got it all figured in London and Paris and Washington, D.C. He's got it all figured out. Don't worry. He's got it figured out.
所以呢，这个你要记住，神把一切的计划好了，把每一个地方的事情呢都计划好了。当时呢，在温哥华要发生什么事情，在北京要发生什么事情，在华盛顿特区要发生什么事情，在西雅图要发生什么事情，所有的每一个地方要发生的事情，神都是已经早就计划好了。
So what's God want you and me to do?
那么神要你我干什么呢
？Well, in part, verse 13.
在那个第十三节里面的一部分。
He says to Daniel, as for you, Daniel, go your way till the end. Here we are again, the time of the end. Go your way till the end. You will rest. And then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance.
第十三节说呢，在神跟说，但以你，你且去等候结局，因为你必安息，到了末期，你必起来享受你的福分，享受你自己的份儿。
He doesn't say, Daniel, you go your way and you rest, and then you'll get resurrected just in time to go through all these terrible days.
现在他们呢是跟戴你说，戴你就去休息休息呢，然后呢到这个日子里你就会复活复活，然后走过这一切。
What's going to happen in the world? It's going to get worse and worse and worse, and then the time of the great tribulation.
现在这个世界上将会发生什么？这个世界上会变得越来越糟，最终的结局那就是大灾了。
What happens to you and me?We trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and we live rejoicing. We may even die, and we'll rest, and then one day we get to go to heaven. And what do we get after we've gone up in the rapture of the church?
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，我们怎么样呢？我们今天呢，我们要去活着，我们也要去喜乐，然后呢，我们也有可能死了。那么死了以后呢，这个时候呢，最后怎么办呢？最后那个大灾难来之前，我们所有的人呢，都要一起去到天堂里面去。
What's going to happen? Well, we're going to get our allotted inheritance. That's what's going to happen.
将会发生一些什么的天上呢我们会得到我们所有的基业这就是将要发生的事情
So the little hymn says don't worry it says it will be worth it all when we see Jesus
这一个小小的赞美诗说呢你不要去担心到那我们见到我们主耶稣基督的那一刻你就知道一切都是值得的
Don't worry DanielAll's going to be well.
别别担心戴一米一切都会好的。
So, how did this story start? Daniel chapter 10 and verse 1.
这个故事是怎么开始的呢我们看到戴一米书第十章第一节。
Actually, verse 2.
实际上是第二节。
It basically says,At that time, I mourned for 3 weeks.
也基本上讲呢，在那些日子，我带领你悲伤了足足的三个星期。
And then he sees this vision and has these conversations that will carry him over probably a day. And then you get to the end of it, and the Lord says to him, Now, Daniel,what you got to do is you got to wrestle and fight and wait and mourn for another 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 5 years. No, he doesn't say that. He says, Daniel, you go and rest.
所以这个呢，其实呢，在这个最后呢，其实那个主跟那个戴尼说呢，你去继续的去大概都是一天几天以后过去了但是戴一米继续去去担忧去忧伤几个星期嘛并没有说他说戴一米现在你去休息。
What does prophecy say to you and me?
那么这个预言对我们说的是什么呢
It says, listen, I got it all figured out, don't you worry, Harold.
现在说呢我所有的计划好了Harold 不要担心。
Prophecy says, Harold, you go get your work done, but everything's going to be just fine.
就跟他说呢Harold, 你去把你的工作做好一切都会好的。
Are there going to be big problems for America?
在那个美国会有极大的麻烦吗？
Yeah, going to be big problems for Vancouver.
是的，那温哥华会有极大的麻烦吗？
Going to be big problems for China.
中国会有极大麻烦吗？
Yeah, big problems. What are we going to do?
是的，很大的麻烦。那么我们应该准备怎么做？
We're going to rest and get our work done. Da 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 da.
我们和安息把我们的工作做好，大力大力大。
I'm going to heaven.
我要去天堂。
You trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you go to heaven.
你要相信主耶稣基督为你的救主的话，你也会去天堂。
That's good news.
这是好消息。
Prophecy, Bible prophecy is good news. Jesus Christ is King.
所以呢，圣经里面的这些预言都是好消息，主耶稣基督他是王。
Get all excited. Go tell everybody Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Hallelujah.
给大家兴奋起来，去告诉每一个人，主耶稣基督他仍然是万王之王。Hallelujah.
All right, so that's the end of our book of Daniel.
这就是我们但以理书的结尾。
I've been wondering what we should study next.
所以我在想下一步我们应该学习什么呢？
And I think that we should probably go back to the New Testament. I would like us to consider together truths from the book of 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
所以呢这个呢可能我们还是要回到新约里面去。所以呢我是想呢我们再次学习一下格林多前后书。
So that's what by the grace of God we'll study in the coming weeks.
所以这是接着神的恩典在将要来的那个星期下个星期我们也是要学的。
But we've still got a little bit of time this afternoon, so you may have some questions.On prophecy, some questions on Daniel, some questions on Revelation. You may very well have some questions that I can't answer, but that's all right. Let's try.
现在你我们还有点时间，那么呢，你有可能呢，对这个但以理书呢有问题，有些问题，对那些先知书呢也有些问题，对着那个启示录呢，你可能也有问题要问。那么说呢你的问题呢我不一定能够回答但是我会尽我最大努力来回答试一试。
Who would like to put a question?
谁会先提出一个问题呢
我有一个问题我有一个问题。就是第十一节除掉从除掉长线的番祭并设立那性情毁坏可憎之物的时候。这是不是预示着在将来有一天圣殿还要建起来？如果圣殿不建起来，它就是它这个可憎之物没地方舍。这是我的一个问题。第二个问题呢，如果有一天我们看见圣殿又建起来了，是不是就预示着这个 tribulation 快来了？
So, Vic has a question in chapter 12, verse 11, Daniel, book of Daniel.
Okay, chapter 12, verse 11, yep.
Yeah, is it from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and that the abomination that makes this desolate set up? So, he said that this is, does that mean that the holy temple will be rebuilt? And, if they don't rebuild the holy temple,There's no place for sacrifice. So this is the first question. The second question is, if we see that the holy temple was rebuilt, that means the great tribulation will come soon or something like that.
Well, first of all, Vic, your questions are very, very good and very perceptive.
所以呢，首先呢，要讲呢，老王，你的问题呢非常非常好，也非常非常的具体。
And the answer is yes. There is no way that these prophecies can be fulfilled unless there is a temple or something like it to desolate. You can't have a something that destroys if there's nothing there to be destroyed.
因为这个呢，就是说答案是肯定的。如果呢，门那里没有一个圣殿在那里面，那么呢，它就不可能有一个东西被摧毁。没有一个东西被摧毁了，就是说呢，就不可能变成荒凉之地。那么说这个呢，就是说你不可能就是说没有圣殿，然后变成，所以一定会建造一个圣殿。
So Vic, this is a huge problem. It's a huge problem from the point of view of prophecy that you and I believe. It's also a huge problem from the point of view of the Jewish people.
所以呢，他跟老王讲呢，这是一个很大的一个问题，就是说，在你我来说，我们去学习这个先知书的时候呢，我们会产生的一个大的问题。那么，同样对犹太人来说呢，在他们之间呢，他们的理解方面呢，也存在这么一个大的问题。
The Jewish people, Vic, have a terrible problem. They haven't had a place.To sacrifice any animal since AD 70.
所以呢，就是犹太人他们有一个极其可怕的一个问题。他们这个极大的问题呢，其实就是说，在公元后70年，他们到现在，他们没有任何地方可以去把他们的祭物献上。
They have gone 1950 years without a sacrifice. They're very embarrassed people.
所以他们实际上呢1950年来他们从来没有献过祭，所以他们是一群非常尴尬的人。
They would build a temple tomorrow, Vic, if they could.
所以呢，他们如果能的话，他明天他就会建立一个圣殿。
But the Bible says they can't build the temple everywhere or anywhere. They can only build it where the former temple was.
所以圣经说呢，他们不能在其他的任何地方去建立圣殿，除了在那个原来的圣殿的旧址上建造以外。
And the former temple was on what is called the Holy Mount in Jerusalem today. And according to prophecy, instead of a temple for the Lord there, the Muslims have got two mosques on that property.
所以呢，其实这样呢，就是在圣殿的原来的位置是在耶路撒冷那个叫圣山的那个地方。所以今天耶路撒冷那个圣山地方，他们只能在那里建圣殿。但是现在在那个圣殿上呢，建了两个穆斯林的清真寺。
And so you're not surprised to find out that the question of who controls that mountain is one of the main political issues in the world today. Very few issues are more important.
因为现在呢，谁在控制这个圣山呢？是当今世界上的一个极其敏感的，也是一个极其重要的，一个极其大的一个政治问题。
You've got the Jews and all their money.And all their political power in the Western world, primarily on one side, and you've got the Arabs and all their money and all their political powers on the other side, and they're just going like this every now and then they fight.
那实际上呢，现在呢是犹太人他们所有的财富加上整个西方世界的这个政治权力在他们后面联合在一起，另一面呢就是说是整个的阿拉伯人的财富 和整个阿拉伯人的这整个世界 的这个政治权力，他们联合在一起，这两股势力呢一直都在是对立，都在是战斗。
And delightfully, though you read about it in the newspapers, all of that is predicted in Bible prophecy.
所以呢，就是你感到欣慰的是呢，实际上他们这样的对抗呢，实际上在圣经里早就指出来了。
So the question is, Vic, you've asked it, how can the abomination of desolation be set up in the temple if there is no temple?
那你的问题呢，回答你问题就是说，如果那里没有圣殿的话呢，那么那个行荒凉的可憎之物呢，怎么可以立在圣殿里面？
So the Jewish people say, we don't know how we can build a Jewish temple, but we can prepare.
所以呢，有的人说呢，我们不知道我们怎样才能把这个圣殿建立起来，但是我们现在可以准备去建。
So you remember David said, I want to build a temple for the Lord.
所以大家也都记得大卫王说呢，我想为神建立一个圣殿。
The Lord said, No, David, you can't build a temple for the Lord. Your son will build a temple, but you can't. You've killed too many people.
所以呢，那个你大家也记得主跟大卫王说，大卫你不能建造这个圣殿，因为你的儿子将会建造这个圣殿，因为你杀了太多的人，所以你不能建圣殿。
So the Jewish people said, All right, if we can't build a temple, at least we can prepare to build the temple.
所以呢，那些犹太人说呢，因为我们现在不能去建造圣殿，所以呢，但是最少我们可以去为建圣殿做准备。
So if you go to Jerusalem today and Chelsea, you will see this when you go, I hope.
所以如果你今天去了耶路撒冷，然后Chelsea呢，他是要去，他希望你去了以后呢，你也能看到。
You go to the Temple Institute, I believe it's called, in Jerusalem.
对，那你去看看那个在耶路撒冷，它叫什么圣殿博物馆或者圣殿学院，你可以去看看。
And you will find there that the Jewish people have prepared many, many things associated with temple worship. It's all there, ready to go. If the temple were to be built tomorrow, they'd almost be ready to have sacrifice tomorrow.
因为如果说你到那去，你就看见他们准备的所有的一切有关献祭的东西全在那个里面。如果呢，明天那个圣殿建好了，他们可能就马上就把那些东西搬到圣殿里去，马上就可以做献祭了。
So when we were there a few years ago, we saw the high priestly robes and the other priestly robes, all these beautiful clothes hanging ready to be put on the priests.
因为我们很多年前，我去那里说是看见呢，那个最高祭司的那个袍子，还有其他的一般祭司那个袍子呢，都挂在里面，他们已经准备好了。如果他们开始献祭的话呢，这些衣服马上就穿在那些最高祭司和祭司身上。
We saw the golden crown, the words in gold written to be put on the forehead of the priest, which says holiness to the Lord. We saw that ready to go.
所以呢，我们看见那个大的一个金牌，这个金牌呢，它会就是说是要戴在最高祭司头上，那个金牌上面甚至刻了一个字，就说对主是圣洁的。
They made the silver trumpets so that they can blow the horn to call the people to worship. It's all there. All they're going to do is blow the horn to call the people.
所以呢，他们其实上呢也准备好了很多那个银的号角，银的号角呢，他们所要做的呢就是准备好了，他们把那个号角一吹响，呼召那些人呢来到圣殿里来敬拜神。
But they can't call them because they haven't got a temple to call them to. But if they got the temple, they could call them.
因为他们现在不能去招人来，因为呢，他们现在还没有圣殿把他们招来， 如果他们有个圣殿，他们就会把他招到圣殿里来。
But that's not the only problem they've got. They need a temple, but they also need a priesthood. They need to know precisely who the priests are and how the priests can be purified.
这就不是他们仅有的一个问题。另外一个问题呢，他们需要一帮那个祭司。他们怎么不知道呢？这个祭司呢应该怎么去做？他们也不知道谁会是那样的祭司，他们也不知道怎么样去洁净那一群祭司。
And so they're undertaking a great deal of DNA research in order to determine the paternity of the men of God so that those who are priests will be descendant from Aaron and not descendant from the other tribes.
因为他们现在开始做那个 DNA 的研究。DNA 的研究呢，他们要把每一个将有可能成为祭司的那样的人的 DNA 呢，做出来，拿出来做出分析，这样一直可以追溯到亚伦的那个部落，并不是说除了亚伦那个部落以外，不能从任何其他的以色列支派出来。
But even if they found the paternity of the priests, they would have to purify the priests.
所以就算他们呢找到了这个就是真正的那些祭司的话呢，他们还必须要洁净他们。
And so scripture says that they can't identify the purity, they can't purify the priest unless they get a perfect red heifer.
所以呢圣经说呢，他们不可能洁净那些祭司，除非呢他们找到一个完美的红母牛。
And so Eric Peterson was preaching on the red heifer the other Sunday morning. It's most important that Jews have to have a red heifer so that they can kill it, so that they can make the water to sprinkle the priest, so that the priest can be purified, so that they can minister in the temple.
那就是 Eric Peterson 呢，他在那个前面几个星期天呢，他讲到过这种红母牛的这样一个特点，所以他们必须呢，首先要找到这个完美的无瑕的这个红母牛。找到红母牛以后呢，他们必须把这个红母牛杀掉，杀掉的时候，然后呢要烧成灰，然后要化成水，化成水以后呢要撒在那些将要成为祭司的那些人的身上，以便洁净他们，这样他们可以就在圣殿里面服侍了。
So just in the last couple of years, there's a Christian in Texas who has sent to Israel a couple of red heifers.They think they're going to qualify to be the red heifer that could be used in the purification of the priest so that when there's a temple, the priest could work in the temple.
因为其实在几年前呢，在美国的那个德克萨斯州的一些基督徒们，他们实际上找到了几头那个红母牛，红母牛，然后他们把这个红母牛呢送到了以色列，在以色列呢就让他们准备好，准备好如果他们那个圣殿建立好了呢，我们可以把这个红母牛给杀掉，杀掉，然后呢，就制成水，然后就可以去洁净那些将要成为祭司在圣殿服侍的人。
So the only real problem is Vic's problem. How can they build that temple?
所以呢，这真正的问题就是一个就是老王提出那个问题，他们怎么样去建造圣殿呢？
If they were to start to build it today,There are probably a billion Muslims who would declare war on Israel.
现在如果他们今天就开始建造圣殿呢，那么可能有几十亿的穆斯林呢，他们会向以色列人宣战。
So what's the answer to the question?
那么问题的答案是什么呢？
What we think is going to happen is that the Antichrist.Will come. And he will make a deal between the Israelis and the Arabs. He will make a deal whereby the Jews are able to build a temple.
所以呢我们认为的呢就是他们怎么建圣殿呢就是那个敌基督他要来。 敌基督的要来呢，他就会当时呢，让以色列人和阿拉伯人呢，他们之间达成协议，让阿拉伯人呢，允许以色列人在那里建圣殿。
And the Jews will love him because they're finally going to get their temple.
所以那个犹太人呢会喜欢他，因为最终呢犹太人会找回他们的圣殿。
And it will be built, and then almost as soon as it's built, we don't know precisely, but soon after it's built, the Antichrist will set up the abomination of desolation.Destroy the sacrifices, and he will say, I built this temple for myself.
所以呢这个呢就当那个圣殿建好的时候呢我们知道呢很快那个敌基督呢就会把那个行荒凉的可憎之物呢设立在那个圣殿里面新的圣殿里面因为除去每日的献祭。他说这个圣殿是我建的所以现在这个圣殿是我的你们要敬拜我。
So Vic, we don't know precisely how the temple is going to be built. We do know that it will be built before this middle of the tribulation.
因为我们不知道他跟老王说我们不知道这个圣殿呢他怎么样可以去建但是呢我们却很清楚的知道就是在那个大灾难的中间三年半的时候这个圣殿会建立起来。
So that's a long answer to your question, but your question is very important. God will build the temple, prophecy says so. The temple will be built, the Jews say so. And the temple will be built because there's all kinds of things going on right now to build the temple that weren't going on 100 years ago, 200, 300, 400, 5 years ago. Way back then, people would say it's impossible. But now there are 8 million people, Jewish people, living in Jerusalem who say, we are going to build this temple.
所以这个圣殿呢它一定会被建起来被建起来因为神说这个圣殿也要被建起来那么犹太人呢他们也想要建造他们的圣殿。其实在400-500年前或者500-600年前呢人们说呢这个圣殿要建造圣殿基本上是不可能的。但是现在呢有几百万的犹太人他们生活在耶路撒冷他们生活在以色列他们已经准备好了所有的东西说他们要建造这个圣殿。今天呢所有的世界上所有迹象呢也就表明那个圣殿呢将要被建造。
Alright, our time is more than gone. We will carry on next week.By the grace of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
所以呢我们的时间呢也过了过了以后呢借着神的恩典呢下个星期呢我们开始要学习哥林多前书的第一章。
Amen, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we don't understand everything about prophecy.
主啊我们对那个预言呢并不是都很了解。
But we do understand some things.
但我们却知道一些事情。
We understand that you're in charge.
我们知道您是在掌控一切的。
We understand that your prophecies will be fulfilled to the very letter and to the very day.
所以呢我们也知道您的预言呢将会应验应验到呢每一个字母每一个天。
And so Lord, since we have such very interesting and precise prophetic evidence, help us to believe you and to serve you every day.
记住啊我们知道现在有很多的东西也有很多完美的证据证明我们每天都要去相信您服侍您。
We give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep us, we ask.
我们的献上感恩呢是奉主耶稣基督的名求您来保守我们我们祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Thank you all.